A new comprehensive study of life in the Roma community has mapped what seems to be a disturbing trend, the creation of Roma ghettos. The study, carried out by a government ministry, shows that more and more Romanies are finding themselves literally living on the edge of society, with no jobs, few chances of ever finding one, and a grim life ahead of them. Rob Cameron has been looking into the study and has this report.
Romani rapper Gypsy, a hip-hop artist who articulates the problems and frustrations of life for the Czech Republic's large Roma minority. His clothes and music are a conscious emulation of black American rappers, but when he sings about Romani's living life in the ghetto, he really is telling it like it is. More and more Romanis are finding themselves pushed to the very margins of Czech society. The country's Labour and Social Affairs Ministry has just published the most in-depth study ever into what sociologists call social exclusion, in other words, the creation of ghettos. And the results do not make pleasant reading. The study was overseen by the leading sociologist Ivan Gabal.
Czech society and economy undergo a huge transformation, privatization of housing, restructuring of labor force, and in all that advancing processes, Roma minority remain backward. So the relative distance between Roma minority and Czech majority society increased.
Ivan Gabal says his teams of sociologists found a total of 310 neighbourhoods inhabited almost exclusively by Romanis, usually run-down housing estates or ramshackle buildings on the edge of town. The study put the total population of these areas at 80,000. That's around a third of the country's total Roma population. But the most alarming fact was that the number of ghettos is growing. One person who isn't surprised at the study's findings is Gabriela Hrabanova, director of the Roma student organization Atinganoi.
It's terrible, but what people were thinking that the kind of analysis will show. Because we, working in this kind of sector, the non-governmental sector dealing with Roman issue, we facing this fact, you know, every day. In fact, I'm happy that this analysis get out, because now it's on the paper, and it's showing the fact with the graphs, and people can understand more than the situation is really bad.
The study says the ghettos exert a powerful gravitational force. They tend to suck in poor families living on their margins. The bigger the ghetto, the more powerful the force. Inside the ghettos, researchers found communities blighted by substandard housing, poor health, and high unemployment. Between 95 and 100% of the inhabitants were out of work. It's a vicious circle. Poor, badly educated kids growing up into poor, badly educated adults, who then have more poor, badly educated kids. Ivan Gabal says the Czech education system, wittingly or unwittingly, plays a major role in perpetuating the problem.
Czech schools are simply legitimizing deficit of cultural and educational capital in the background. This is what we have to change. Czech elementary school has to be able to resupply insufficient educational background. This is not current situation, and there has to be a lot of done on this field.
So how can the situation be improved? Chestimir Saida from the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry says the study, the first complete map of Roma exclusion, is an important first step.
I think that every problem you have is serious. But I don't think that the problem of Roma population is the biggest problem in our country. But, of course, we have to solve these problems, and we would like to solve it. That's why we started to make proper analysis to know the situation, which is now okay, because we now fulfilled this target. And the second is how or what instrument are effective to diminish the social exclusion.
As for concrete proposals, they vary from reforming the education system to introducing positive discrimination in the labour market. Such ideas are likely to meet with a hostile reaction among politicians and the Czech public, who, on the whole, have little patience or understanding for the Roma minority. Atinganoi's Gabriela Hrabanova concedes there are no easy solutions, but change, she says, must start at a grassroots level, and that means the local authorities.
the responsibility of changing the situation is lying on the local governmental representatives. They are the one responsible for the region, and they are the one who actually sending Roma out of the cities or even to the different regions, so they don't need to deal with that anymore. And we can see it from the past 2 years, it was really happening.
Strange life, life of the dog, love for Roma, ain't easy, free as a bird, but never